Hello and welcome to How to Read Tarot Cards with Love, Light, and Intuition. My name is Kate, and today I'm going to be guiding you through a short practice that will help you connect more deeply with your intuition and your tarot cards so that you can give yourself an amazing tarot or oracle card reading. So I want you to start by finding a comfortable place to sit down. You want to make sure that you're physically comfortable, and you also want to have your deck of either tarot or oracle cards sitting right in front of you. And the first step that we're going to go through is relaxation. And this step is something that is so often overlooked. A lot of us want to just rush right into the reading, or we want to get our questions answered, and we don't want to take the time to relax. But when you take the time to relax both your mind and your body, that's when you really open up your intuition. And that's where you can really get some really valuable intuitive guidance. So we're going to start by relaxing. And we're going to start by relaxing the mind. So I just want you to take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And let that breath go out of the mouth. And just take a few more deep breaths just like this. Think about bringing your breath all the way down into your abdomen. So you really want to feel your belly expanding as you breathe in. And just let everything go as you exhale. And if you have any repetitive thoughts cycling in your mind, or you might have some worries or anxieties, or you might even have some expectations about how you want this reading to go, or what you want to get out of this reading. So I just want you to take a moment to breathe into your mind. So breathe into that space that contains all those thoughts. And then as you exhale, think about just breathing all of that out. So just letting that go. And you can come back to those worries and thoughts once you're finished this exercise. But for now, we're just going to let that go. And take as long as you need to do this. So you might be able to clear your mind in, 1 minute. And other days, it might take you about 10 minutes to do this. So take as long as you need. And then the next step is relaxing the body. And so I want you to continue taking those nice deep breaths. And just do a really quick body scan. So starting at the top of your head, just bring your awareness all the way down your body, down your legs, right down to the tips of your toes. Just notice if there's any areas of tension. Quite often our mental and emotional tension will get stored in our bodies as muscle knots or muscle tension, aches and pains, things like that. So I just want you to be aware of what's going on for you right now in your body. And if there is any areas of discomfort or tension, just think about breathing into those areas, bringing your breath to that spot. And then as you exhale, just let yourself release that tension or release that discomfort. And just do whatever it is you need to do to let your body relax and let go of tension. And then the next step is we're going to bring in the white light into our bodies. So in your next inhale, I want you to visualize yourself inhaling a beautiful, brilliant white light. And you're going to breathe in this white light and just picture it coming into your body, into your lungs, all the way down into your belly. And then as you breathe out, picture this light expanding and traveling to all areas of your body. So down your legs, down your arms, into your hands and feet. And just continue breathing in this white light and intend for this white light to clear your body and energy field of any toxic energies, any energies that aren't helpful to you, anything that's going to get in the way of you relaxing and giving yourself a really good intuitive reading. Okay, and now I think we're ready to begin the reading. So I want you to pick up your deck of cards that is sitting in front of you, and we're going to start by clearing the deck. Because just like our bodies and our auras, our decks can accumulate energy that can kind of mess up the reading. So you want to make sure that you clear your deck of energies, especially if you use your deck to do readings for others. It can sometimes absorb the energies of that person that you're reading for. So it's actually really important to clear your deck regularly. So we're going to start by clearing the deck. And there's so many different ways you can clear your deck, but my favorite way is just simply shuffling it. So we're going to start by shuffling the deck, and just shuffle the deck any way that you feel comfortable doing. And we're just going to shuffle it about 2 to 3 times, so I'll let you do that right now. And just intend for this shuffling process to break up the energy and release any energy that your deck has absorbed. So once you've done that, I want you to hold your deck in your hands, and you're going to have one hand, your left hand, placed on top of your deck, and we're going to give our deck what I call a light bath. We're going to bathe our cards in light. So I'm going to get you to go back to that light breathing. So you're going to inhale. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose. And as you exhale, I want you to visualize the palms of your hands emanating that beautiful, brilliant white light. And that white light is going to envelope your deck of cards. And then it's going to penetrate your deck of cards. And it's going to totally infuse your deck with the energy of light and love. And not only does this clear your deck, but it lets you really connect to your deck. It lets you really bond with your deck. And here is where we're going to set our intention. So when you set your intention, it's almost like you're speaking directly to your deck of cards. And you want to intend that this reading that you're going to give yourself is going to be accurate, helpful, and it's going to be filled with light and love. Okay, and now it's time to ask our question. So you might not have a specific question to ask your deck, and that's okay. Quite often I like to just ask, you know, what do I need to know right now? Or what message do you have for me? So you can do that. Or if you have a specific issue or area of your life you want insight into, sometimes it's helpful to ask a question. So you're going to think of your question in your mind that you want answered. And as you do this, think about your question traveling from your mind all the way down your throat, down your arms, into your hands, and into the deck. So you're infusing your deck with the energy of your question. And once you've done this, you're going to cut the deck. And I like to cut the deck with my left hand because the left hand is, it rules your intuitive side of the brain. So I like to use my left hand. So I'm going to place the deck on the table in front of me. And I'm going to use my left hand to cut the deck. And you can cut it in half, or you might take the top quarter of the deck, whatever you feel guided to do. But you're going to make 2 piles of your card. So you're going to cut the deck, and you're going to place the top part of your deck on the left side. And then you're going to take the top card that is on the right pile. And you're going to turn that card over. And this card is going to either answer your question really directly and specifically, or it's going to invite you to contemplate a little more. So it's going to give you some kind of guidance around that issue or that question. And as you look at the card, I want you to be really aware of what your first feeling was when you turned over that card. So whether it was disappointment, relief, excitement, or maybe you didn't feel anything, but I want you to really notice what your first impression was. And it might have been a physical feeling, or it might have been a thought that you had that popped into your mind, it might have been a word or a phrase, but whatever it was, I want you to pay attention to that. And if you have a pen and a piece of paper nearby, just jot that down. So you want to pay attention to that first impression. And you also want to pay attention to any physical messages that you get. So quite often our intuition speaks to us through our bodies, and we'll get a physical sensation or a physical message when we're doing a reading. So notice if you have any of those physical symptoms, like if you feel something in your belly or in your chest, or maybe you felt something in your head. Just be aware of that. And next, I want you to say the name of the card out loud. So if there's anything written on the card, any messages, I want you to say that out loud. Sometimes when we say the card out loud, this can activate something within our minds or within our intuition, and it can bring us some more insights. So just be aware if that has happened for you, if you've gotten more insights once you spoke the card's name aloud. And next, I want you to notice if what the color scheme is of your card. So notice if there's a prevalence of one particular color over the other. And different colors can mean different things. And you might have your own system of, you know, what colors mean to you. And so you would go by that system. So, you know, maybe red means passion or anger. And, you know, blues and purples might mean relaxation and intuition and feminine. But I want you to pay attention to what the colors are and how those colors in the card make you feel. And next, I want you to notice, what's happening in the card? Is this a really action-oriented card? Is there a lot going on here? Is there a lot of interaction happening? Or is it a really kind of calm card? Like, for example, the High Priestess or the Hermit. You know, there's not a lot going on there. Those are very still cards. But something like the Five of Wands is a really active action card. So I want you to notice what's going on in the card. Is the figure just sitting there, standing there? Do they seem to be speaking? Or are they riding a horse? Are they running? Are they climbing a hill? You know, what's going on? And just notice that. And next, I want you to notice what kind of symbols are in this card. So, you know, what jumps out at you? What kind of symbols are present? And what do those symbols mean to you? And I know I'm going through all this stuff really fast, so feel free to pause this at any time. And you're probably going to want to have a notebook and a pen with you to jot down some notes here. But notice what symbols stand out for you and what those symbols mean. And then last but not least, notice what characters are present in this card. So sometimes there won't be any characters, like if you have, you know, the Ace of Cups or, you know, the Ace of Pentacles, there might not be any people or animals in that card. But notice if there is any characters, and notice if they're trying to communicate with you. So see if you can start a dialogue with the character in that tarot card. And just imagine yourself, you know, stepping into the card, approaching that figure, and asking them what it is that you want to know. And see if they have a reply for you. Good, excellent. So I hope you got some intuitive insights, and I hope you were able to look at your cards in a different way than you normally do. And so to finish off the reading, you want to reshuffle the deck. So give it a good shuffle, and this just breaks up the energy and kind of clears your deck from the reading that you just did. And after you've shuffled your deck a couple of times, I want you to hold it in your hands again, and this is where you close the reading and you thank your deck. So this is so important to show your deck love and gratitude, and so you want to just, you know, say thank you to your deck for the insight that it brought you. And let your deck know how much you love it and how much you enjoy working with it. And then you can place your deck back down on your table and you're finished your reading. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you found this helpful. And you can find much more information about tarot and oracle card reading on my website, dailytarotgirl.com. And thank you so much for listening.